Right now, mostly cloudy and 54 degrees. The Rockies start the regular season with a win. They are undefeated. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks last night, 10-5. KOA News Radio's Justin Adams joins us now. Justin, you had a chance just a few minutes ago to talk with manager Walt Weiss.
Yeah.
Did you tell him about the hat in the passenger seat?
I did. I told him about that.
Doing your part.
Yeah,
everyone
told me
to do their part.
He now told me to put a jersey there as well.
No.
Don't change anything.
Don't change anything.
Until we have to change something, then you change it.
Then we'll modify.
And you know, one guy that I hope doesn't change a thing is rookie Trevor Story, who knocked in two home runs in his first game. Unbelievable. This guy is amazing. But coach, as we bring you to the program, I mean, it's not a bad showing by this guy. I mean, two home runs on his first game? Not bad, huh?
Well, we saw it all spring. He's a very, very composed kid. I think he feels like he belongs. He plays with a lot of confidence and had a great spring. So it made an impression right away. And then obviously made an even bigger impression last night in his first regular season game against one of the best pitchers in the game. So he's in a good place, but very, very talented and very driven. He's going to be exciting to watch.
Coach, we know that baseball is not a sprint. It's a marathon. So how are you able to keep this kid pretty much under wraps? I know he's excited to hit two home runs last night, but how do you keep him going? Let him know it's a 162-game season.
Yeah, you know, these guys understand that. And Trevor's a very level-headed kid. I see him just coming in and showing up every day, ready to compete. I don't see him getting too carried away one way or another. Like I said, he kind of downplays everything and very focused, very driven kid. So I don't think that's going to be an issue for him.
Coach, one thing that we saw is that from yesterday is that this team looks a lot different. Obviously, you have a couple of different changes on the field with Mark Reynolds, Gerardo Pera as well. But this team just has a different chemistry about themselves, it looks like, on the field. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we felt it all spring. It was a good vibe. That'll be tested when the tough times show up, as inevitably they will. The team with the best record in all of baseball is going to have some downtime, so we were prepared, I think, for those times, because we got a good group and it's a tight, close group, and that's important when, like I said, when the bullets start flying. So we could sense it all spring training, and guys are talking about it. It's a good bunch.
The most impressive part of the game, away from the hitting, is the bullpen, going 5 1/3 of scoreless innings from your bullpen. Talk about just the importance of those guys stepping up yesterday.
Yeah, Justin Miller was tremendous. Brought him in a very difficult spot with the bases loaded. He gets the strikeout to end a threat there, and then goes back out and puts down the next inning. That was a big time performance by Justin, and Boone Logan going 1+. You know, and putting away their dangerous left-handed hitters. So it was a good job by the bullpen. We're going to need those guys. I think our bullpen is going to be one of our strengths, and we showed that last night.
All right, Coach, and now let's look at today's game. What do you have to do to go 2-0? You have Chad Bettis on the bump today, and what do you got to do to get to that 2-0 record?
Well, we like having Chad on the hill. Competes very well. Had a good year for us last year. Had a good spring. So we're very confident when he takes the ball. And offensively, just continue to grind out at bats and keep passing the baton to the next guy. That's the plan. So we'll see how it works out tonight.
All right. Thanks, Coach, for the time. And that's Rocky skipper Walt Weiss as the Rockies look to make it 2-0 against Arizona. Coverage starts at 7. The Denver Pioneers hockey squad had a send-off fit for a king today on campus. That's right. The Pioneers are headed to Tampa Bay, Florida for the Frozen Four. Denver hasn't won the national title since 2005. Man. The Piles will take on North Dakota on Thursday. Puck drops somewhere around 6:30, so definitely keep an eye on that game as well. This sports update is brought to you by Numail. That's NUMALE.com. With sports at 15 and 45 past the hour, I'm Justin Adams on KOA News Radio, the home of the Broncos, Buffs, and Rockies.